There was a number of properties that were flooded around in different communities, and most of them that I could see from speaking to people who were affected, they were directly as a result of drains not being maintained and cleared. So when the council go to the bother, and the roads department in particular, of putting in storm drains in various locations, we need to ensure that they're actually being kept clear so that they're fit for purpose whenever heavy downfalls come our way. And there has been examples of that across the county and across the municipal district. Particularly whenever there is heavy rain forecast, there should be extra efforts put in to ensuring that those drains are cleared, that water can get away when there's heavy downfalls, so that damage is limited and damage is avoided to homes and businesses.
Is there need for, if you'll excuse the pun, a slush fund that can actually be used immediately, so that if there is a prediction, if the weather forecast says there's quite likely going to be flooding in the vicinity of Milford with really, really heavy rain, then the council can go, right, let's go, let's do it now.
Absolutely, that's exactly the sort of thing that we need. We need to have adaptive structures like that, adaptive procedures in place that can be deployed within 24 hours notice. If there's a really heavy downpour, if there's a storm forecast, we usually have adequate warning, and there's no reason why then the council can't respond either directly or through third parties, and funded through third parties with a slush fund, as you say, in order to respond to that need.